WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Milton, a Category 1 hurricane, may reach Category 4 by the time it reaches Florida this week. Governor Ron DeSantis.
We're in the way of the storm, the state of Florida.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The National Hurricane Center's forecast cone shows possible landfall anywhere from southwest Florida to the Big Bend area. National Hurricane Center Director Mike Brennan says Milton will affect a wide area no matter where the eye comes ashore.
We're going to see those impacts over a very wide area, including storm surge, especially well to the south or to the right of where the center crosses the coast, even hundreds of miles away. We could still see substantial storm surge impacts.
Brennan says Milton won't just be powerful, it'll be big and likely remain a hurricane rather than weakening as it crosses Florida. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Hours ago at the Vatican, Pope Francis prayed for peace in the Middle East. Also today, in a surprising move, Francis named 21 new cardinals, including a 99-year-old Italian archbishop. Israel is considering its response to the missile strike from Iran last week. On CBS's Face the Nation, retired Marine Corps General Frank McKenzie said he thinks it would be tough to successfully attack Iran's nuclear facilities.
Because of its size, complexity, and scope, and how it's expanded over the last 10 years, it's a very difficult target to take out. It would be very resource intensive.
It's October 7th now in Israel. The reverberations from the attacks a year ago still cause pain and division.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Even as Muslim, Christian, and Jewish leaders here were drafting an unprecedented joint statement condemning, quote, the brutal Hamas terror attacks of October 7th. Tens of thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators in London were demanding an end to the ongoing Israeli assaults on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon, the Middle East, polarizing politics on both sides of the Atlantic. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The Republican presidential candidate closed out the weekend with a very long speech in swing state Wisconsin. Details from CBS's Willie James Inman.
With just about 30 days until Election Day, former President Donald Trump campaigned in Juneau, Wisconsin, where he fiercely criticized Vice President Kamala Harris on inflation, immigration, and crime. Mr. Trump spoke to the crowd of thousands for 2 hours. The Wisconsin rally took place just one day after the former president held an event in Butler, Pennsylvania, at the same location where a gunman attempted to assassinate him.
The groups behind that so-called suicide capsule in Switzerland say they've suspended the process of taking applications for its use until a criminal investigation is completed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen, local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday evening, everybody. The 7 o'clock hour for Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from Wisconsin. Got a great hour of music on the way for you and entertainment. Let's kick it off with a double dip of Beth Keeley. You've got everything you need. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
watch you walk through the world, the wonders that you see, the beauty you appreciate brings such joy in me. I feel you open your heart, give your love to me.
Hi, I'm Beth Killey, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
I've been accused of driving way too fast. I've been accused of standing too close to a man who wasn't mine. Be right. It burns. We'll be right back.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Beth Keeley Band, a double dip to kick off your 7 o'clock hour. I've been accused. Before that, you've got everything you need. That's right. That's on Saturday night right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr hanging out with you. Having fun. It's a kind of a party atmosphere at the studio tonight here. We got pizza.
Yeah.
Rocker's whole family is here. I like that. It's great.
Good bring your family them. To work day.
And, there you go.
And there's some adult beverages, which I really appreciate. I'm going to partake in very soon.
Oh, good. Yeah.
In the meantime, Rocker, what's coming up on the show tonight?
Jimmy, we just got done with Flannel Fest and Eric Kagellan, so he was here. Next, we have Aaron Weber and then Canopy Dance, artistic director Lisa Thurl. She's going to be here talking about the Overture Center in Madison, the shows they're going to be having. It's going to be a really enlightening time. And Anthony Brown, Mama Listening Sessions. Anthony is on his way from somewhere out of town, rushing to get back here. We had to switch the interview to 8:30 so he could make it in. So,
all right.
So we're going to hold our breath on that. And then Kathy Couture, live in the lair, and we're going to be going through her brand new album, Amazing.
Awesome.
And it is amazing.
We're looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. Plus Shane Christopher Neal at 10 o'clock with the Indy 45 show. And Rob Roberts checks in at 11 o'clock with After Hours. We'd love for you to be part of the show as well. 844-967-2789. Call or text us.
And what are we talking
from
about?
From the Civic Media app. Well, Monopoly. Well, I was going to get to that in a second. Let me say hello to our guest first. Aaron.
Okay. I'm here.
Aaron Weber from the Aaron Weber Group is here. How you doing, Aaron?
Am I going to be in the Monopoly game, or how do we get into this?
He should be one of the game pieces.
I sell real estate. Monopoly's about real estate. Yeah, why am I not in this?
We can Aaron have Weber. Sideburns.
Aaron Weber Group is a Monopoly game.
I mean, it's Park Place and Cyburn Avenue.
Yes, and the Hawaiian shirts.
That's a given. We should be fine there.
Can you lift your pants? You got socks, different. Okay, you got a blue sock there and a gray sock. Blue and gray.
That's old school Vans that aren't looking so good, but they fit very fine.
I think they look great. Whatever.
Well, I think the little character. The little character in Monopoly for him is going to have different socks on.
Oh, absolutely, it should.
It would have to.
Yes. I think we've even posted when you've had your different socks.
Yes, as we need to.
We will take a new picture of the new socks.
Absolutely.
They don't have holes in them tonight. I would say they're newer.
They're not holy?
No. They're not holy. They didn't go to church this week.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So, Aaron Weber, move to Madison.com. You have some pretty amazing brand new news to drop on us tonight, don't you?
So, this week's been interesting for our brand, what we do, where we're at, and where we move to. So, we partnered with Compass this week. They're a real estate brokerage out of New York. They're a tech company that is across the entire United States, 30,000 agents strong, one of the largest brokerage in the U.S. combined. Hmm. And now we have access to so much more to help everyone get into a new home.
Well, okay, so what does that mean?
What it means is it's awesome, it's cool. I'm there, obviously.
Perfect, I understand.
Okay, yep.
I mean, they let me come there, which is shocking.
How did you connect with them? How did you find out?
Well, I was looking at a compass on the map, and I'm like, it goes north. I was just looking around. I'm like, how can I better serve my clients? How can I get in front of them and get them the tools they need to get their property marketed? Mm-hmm. And if you're working as a buyer, how to get in front of houses before they hit everywhere else?
Mm. That is the key, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Is this like, are you reading people's mind? Hey, I'm thinking about selling my house, and you just, that's when you strike right there?
Of course. I mean, we've all heard about AI and how it's,
right.
It's like when you go to Amazon and it follows you back to Facebook or whatever we're on now.
It does. It does. I swear it does.
This company does that. So.
Okay, that was the explanation I was looking for.
So I know what you're looking for.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to tell me.
Got it. Wow.
You call
that
him up.
Is going to be amazing for you, though.
It's amazing. You like, Terry, be out there. I'm looking for a house. And Terry's going to say, no, I wasn't. I'm like, no, I know you were.
And I know it was three bedrooms and with a pool.
Uh-huh. Exactly. So
in a warmer climate.
I mean,
oh, you know me too well. Uh-huh.
I was looking you up on Compass. Yeah.
Full disclosure, just be careful what you type into Google.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So needless to say, Compass is amazing for what it's going to do, for what we can bring to this market, and how you already know us and how we already do our business. This basically takes us from, you know, we're really good at what we do to, you know, we could be up on the space station where those people are sitting there till 2025. And
right.
That's a completely different story. We've got you covered.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I know that's important to you. That is one thing, as much as we're kind of joking having a good time. That's part of it. I mean, you bring the fun, and I'm sure that helps in really stressful, I'm buying this house situation.
Yep.
But you really have always said you're about helping.
We're about helping, and we now have so many more tools. So if you're a seller getting ready to sell your house, and there's some you know mediocre projects left, like I need a new roof or I need something like this, and nobody has money for that. We have access to funds to get that done for you so we can get your house listed to get you top dollar and you pay for it after closing.
Oh, interesting.
Wow.
Or you can even negotiate. Maybe the buyer can go 50-50 on or something like that, and they can pick, you know, whatever floor they want.
Whatever they want. But we can get it done prior, which then makes your house look amazing for selling, because buyers, you know, they love the nice shiny object that's right in front of them.
Oh, yeah.
They want to just move right in. Mm-hmm. They don't want to do the extra work.
So we have access to so much more that I've never seen before, and we're just scratching the surface of where this could go and where the Madison market's going to go with this.
Oh.
Wow.
Are you the only ones that have this right now in this area?
In this area, we're one of the few.
Okay.
There's probably about 20 agents total in the Madison area right now, and it's going to get bigger. People like us, they might follow us.
Is Compass kind of a new to the real estate game?
They're new to this area.
Yeah.
So they've been around for 12, 15 years, more in like bigger markets. Now they're kind of moving into like more regional markets like Madison, things like that. Yeah. But they have so much more to offer than what a traditional brokerage would have. So just give me a call, really. I could sit down with you.
Yes,
texts are really fun. If you call me late night, I'll just, you know, probably give you Rocker's number because he'll probably be up. I'll probably be sleeping. So you don't have to worry about that. But even
what's your number? How do we get a hold of you?
Well,
911, they could usually find me. But
don't do that.
No, don't.
Don't do that. They're fine. But the best number is reach me at 608-556-4179. Same cell phone. We have the same email address. We have the same website we've always had, movetomadison.com. Mm-hmm. We're still the same. We just have tools backing us now that we've never had before, never even thought we could have before.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
Huge.
Man. And because of the housing market, the way it has been the last few years. And I know talking to you, you were like, I have 20 people that need a house and I can't find a house.
Anywhere.
This is going to be...
We have access to so many more houses. We know about so much more that's coming before anyone knows it.
How can you know that?
Well, we know what Terry's searching.
You guys, stop.
It's really cool, but creepy at the same time.
Yeah,
it's cool, but creepy, but you want a house, we'll get it for you.
Okay.
Like, we noticed that you go to McDonald's a lot, and we found these houses right by McDonald's.
And then you can just walk.
You're walking distance from McDonald's. They're like, sold. I'll take it.
Oh my God.
Aaron Weber from the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com.
Oh,
I prefer Burger King. I don't know.
Really?
You brought a friend with you. You got Ryan here with
you. Yeah, I got Ryan. One of my coworkers is here tonight. So he wanted to come see what the studio is about. He said he would love the talk, but he doesn't know what to say.
Well, I mean, we could start with how do you like selling houses here in the Madison area? You love it or what?
Yeah, move over, Aaron.
Talking to the mic, sir.
So selling houses in the Madison area is actually really fun. We get to go to a ton of different areas. And when you go to the east side, to the west side, you get a completely different environment, especially when you go downtown. That's completely different. So I feel like Madison just has a really unique environment overall to offer to anybody.
When you're working with a buyer, and it's stressful being a buyer because you know you're going to get some no's, it's going to be all the stress. What do you tell your client? Hey, just settle down. What's the trick that you pull out of your hat to bring calm to the buying process or even the selling process too?
So I make sure when I'm going through the buying process, I'm understanding exactly what the seller needs from the listing agent to get my buyer the absolute best offer on the table that we can get. I have a really good ratio, personally, not to get no's. I'm going to hold that strong moving forward. So it's all about getting the buyer and the seller to match exactly what they need before anybody else can do that.
Wow. And so do you think this new tool that you guys are getting, this is going to be really helpful for you as well?
I think overall, just our reach in general is going to be absolutely amazing with the marketing tools that they have and all the AI that we're going to be able to move so much faster than anybody else.
Wow.
Amazing. Making the AI work for you. Do you have mismatching socks too, Ryan?
I don't. I wore matching socks today, unfortunately.
I thought that was a company I thought that was a company policy to have mismatching socks.
No, my socks actually are very holy though, so
Okay. We won't have you show your socks. You're good.
So your socks went to church.
Oh my.
Only until they donated money and then they left.
Well, thanks for the donation.
That was quick. He did a good job.
Aaron Weber Group, you can find him online, aaronweber.com, or excuse me, movetomadison.com. Movetomadison.com. Aaron, it's always great to see you again. You know, if I don't know what else to say here other than thank you for your support here on Max Inc. Radio, and best of luck with Compass, man. That has to be really exciting.
We're super excited. We're super excited for Max Inc. for next year. I mean, next year's right around the corner. Oh, so
2025. Mm-hmm. We're starting to book up the lair right now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what have we been here? 9 months now? 6 months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been crazy.
It's a ride, man.
I think it's a year because we just got a photo that was a year ago.
Oh, that Max Inc. Radio was in this studio? That was August.
Yeah.
Was,
How about that? Yeah. I know 9 months seemed like a really long time ago. So that is, I'm like, nope, it's a year already.
But right. I'm just looking forward to our partnership for next year and get everything rolling again. You know, with their new business, you know, working with Compass and everything like that, we can't be more excited about everything right now.
Well, congratulations.
Fantastic.
And
Thanks, Aaron. We're excited
to hear all the new commercials. Yeah. Right?
We got to rebrand a lot of commercials right now. So we're going to have a lot of fun with it. I hope you've enjoyed the ones we've done over the years. They're going to get even better.
Oh. Okay. Now I can't wait. I'll be listening.
I love the court one that's been running. Yep. That is so fun.
All right, guys, thank you very much. We got to fly. Let's do some Willie Porter. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
At a Chevy V8 with Naga high seats. Family station wagon, 1973. Driving to the store, Bob Uecker calling the plays. Just a 9-year-old kid, my dad had nothing to say. Nothing. I asked him, what do we need? He said, I don't know. Well, why did we drive to Sears? He said, it's good to hear some baseball on the radio. And for now, your mother's not here. For now. Mother's not here. We had baseball on the radio. Baseball on the radio. It'll unwind your mind. You can let it all go. Baseball on the radio. Now we're planting some shrubs. My kids are working for cash. Radio says the pitcher just brushed him back. Just a little chin music backed him out of the box. Uecker's weaving a story like he's knitting some socks. Yeah. Well, the book is always better than the movie. I see the pitch in my mind as it goes. Baseball on the radio.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Willie Porter there and Baseball on the Radio. It's a great song. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay here at the Rocker. Terry Barr, 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to join us. We'd love to hear from you. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blowing glass, 3 locations in Madison. And you can shop online, too, at igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, Herbal Aspect here in Madison, 3 locations on Gammon Road, University Avenue, and Winnebago Street. You can also shop online at herbalaspect.com. And thanks again to Aaron Weber, now of Compass, the most trusted name in real estate. You can buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Stick around. We're going to talk with Lisa from Canopy Dance next on Max Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles, because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hello, Wisconsin. Hope your Saturday evening is going well. Listen to Civic Media, Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin. Not just from Madison, from Milwaukee, the Fox Valley, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little Appleton or La Crosse or something like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Way up north.
And if no matter where you are in the state of Wisconsin, too, you can grab the Civic Media app. Download that at your favorite app store at civicmedia.us.
Oh, I get to introduce. I'm so excited because this is such a cool opportunity, and we don't often get to talk about something like this. There is a new production, and it's going to be coming out of the Overture Center from Canopy Dance. And here to talk about it, Artistic Director Lisa Thurl. Lisa, thank you, first of all, for being here. This is wonderful.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming, Lisa.
For those who haven't heard of Canopy Dance, let's start there. Okay. What is it?
Canopy Dance is a professional modern contemporary dance company, and we are a resident of the Overture Center, meaning that we produce our season of performances there, as well as some tours to Chicago, New York, Minneapolis, here and there. But our main body of work is at the Overture Center. We have very physical, exciting dance to share with people. We always say it's like somebody that loves rock or country music's probably going to like modern contemporary dance. It isn't necessarily what you think.
I like that.
Can you give an example of that as far as what makes it so unique and different?
Mm-hmm. Well, lots of times we use a variety of music that might even be popular or classical new genres and also world genres. And the dancing itself is very physical. You know, like when you go to a show, you go to a music show, very physical. Even if you're seeing a chamber group, it's very, very physical, and it isn't sort of elite I want to say.
It is?
It's very down to earth.
Yeah.
I feel, personally.
Do you feel like dance is a really big thing these days? Any kind of dance? And I'm asking because I'm thinking of all the artists, all the musicians that have these incredible backup dancers, and you watch them. I suppose I should be watching the artists. I'm watching the dancers because I can't believe what they're doing.
Right, right. It's all a visual,
yeah,
exciting treat. And it's what we call, you know, our connection to the performer. When mm-hmm. you feel it, like you feel the music, you feel the dancer moving through space, you feel the football player
yeah.
running down the field. It's the same thing. Oh. So it's very exciting.
Interesting.
How long has Canopy been in existence?
So Canopy was founded in 1976.
No kidding.
Wow.
Yeah. Robert and I are the third directors. We came in 1995.
Only so the third.
We've been here for a while.
We've been here for a while, making it happen.
We are talking to artistic director Lisa Thurl with Canopy Dance. And yes, they work out of the Overture Center. You've got this new production. I can't wait to hear more about this. It's called Polaris, but I've also heard it described as being powerful yet vulnerable.
Yes.
Okay.
So I want to talk just a little bit, if I can, about the guest stars.
Absolutely.
So Danielle Feitua Soto was a soloist with the Limon Dance Company out of New York City and toured for years and years. He's now a hot commodity as a choreographer.
Mm.
And also our guest star, day star Rosalie Jones, is an modern indigenous dancer that has choreographed and created a fusion of indigenous and contemporary. Hmm. And she has been around, and actually a lot of her roots hail back to Wisconsin.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So that's really, really, really yeah. cool. So when we talk about what you asked me, it's exciting and heartfelt. And so one of Daniel's pieces is called Rejoice Returning Home. And he is from Bogota, Colombia. And he wanted to make a celebration of life that anybody can relate to. It has a lot of the music influenced. He has a composer that composed the music for him. And the music has those rhythms in it. But everybody, we talked to the dancers this evening, actually. Danielle zoomed in before he arrives in a day or two. He arrives Monday. And he said, well, why is this? What is this dance feel like to you? And the common thing that came across was exciting, enlightening, enveloping, and like community, but not like exciting community.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a childhood through youth, through discovery, through adulthood,
oh,
through
wow.
facing your life through the elders, as Danielle would
oh
say.
Oh my gosh.
And so I'm sorry, this
yeah,
is all interpreted by dance, right?
Yeah.
And you can see the journey. You can see the storyline. That's what I try to keep imparting on people that just aren't sure what they're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
You see this physical movement where those journeys, those stories come out, whether it's a gesture, you
oh.
know, you know,
yeah.
And those things play in. And really, when you just let it ride through you, it really reaches everyone.
And if I could jump in and ask one more question here, Terry, what is the reaction from the crowd like this? I mean, I can just picture being at a show mm-hmm. like this mm-hmm. and seeing all the wonderful dance and feeling the energy and the vibe, wanting to get up and dance, but you're in the Overture, you got to sit down.
I know. We leave that for like after party dance yeah. parties.
Nice.
But, you know, sometimes when we do certain outreaches and things, we'll have people do things in their seats and get up and do things. So
okay.
it does get, well, it's like when you're watching the game on TV, right?
Yes.
You can't sit still.
You know, but you're not going to, like, go try to throw the ball right there on the house. But the other, one of the other really, really beautiful pivotal pieces in this show is called Wolf, A Transformation.
Oh, yeah.
And this is, Daystar Rosalie Jones created this dance work and gifted it to Danielle, who's going to perform it. She's going to narrate it. And there's also music, indigenous music, and fusion, more contemporary music with it. And it's about the journey in a lot of the Ojibwe history. The wolf was the companion to the first man. Mm. And it's that connection and that story. And then the man becomes wolf. The wolf becomes man, that we have the shaman, and it's just poignant. And he is wearing various masks and costuming that he has to sort of get in and out of throughout this. And these These masks were crafted by a Hopi woodcarver.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it keeps it authentic and original.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and so very exciting amongst the other things that we'll be seeing on the show.
I find it interesting that you said he's just going to get here and the show starts October 10th.
Right. Well, he had a intensive residency with us where he created the 25-minute work, Rejoice, Returning Home. And then we've kept it in rehearsal, and then he's zoomed in for some cleanups. And then this week when he shows up right before, we'll do more cleanups. And that's pretty usual.
That's fascinating, wow, too. Just how the whole process works. And it works, obviously.
It does.
How proud are you when you actually see this come to life on stage?
I can't even measure the words. Like, it's heartfelt. It makes you know, even through all the struggle, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Like, it's bringing this joy, this energy, and this fierceness.
I wish you could see her eyes right now, all of our listeners. We'll take a photo, but her eyes right now are just sparkling. She's so happy. I love it.
Polaris is at the Overture Center October 10th through the 12th.
Yes.
So that's coming up really quickly.
Yeah.
Now, you're the artistic director, and, like, do you do all your work before the show, or what do you do day of? Do you get to just kind of hang out and watch the show, or do you have jobs?
It's constant.
Yeah.
You know, and Robert Cleary, the other director, and I were also choreographers, and we were dancers in the day. I danced with Martha Graham Dance Company in New York City, and he danced with Bill T. Jones and Minnesota Ballet years back. And so we bring all that to our coaching and our teaching and our rehearsing. And just try to inspire the generations to come, from the little ones all the way through. But yeah, no, it's like janitor and you know, introducer and creator, and it's everything.
Yes,
you
know, of course. I love how she starts like, with janitor. Yes. Oh, dear.
That's great. So Polaris is going to be at the Overture Center October 10th and 12th. If people wanted to get tickets for that, I would assume just go to the Overture box office.
Yeah, and it's actually four shows, 10, 11, and 12.
And there's 12.
Two shows on the 12th.
Okay.
Excellent. Are you taking the show on the road at all?
No, this is one of those special gems. The way it is with the guest artists and creating all this stuff, four shows only.
Wow. So go see it or you're going to miss out.
Definitely.
Yeah. How do we learn more about Canopy, just in general, for people, again, that maybe...
Yeah, I think you can go to the website, which is canopydance.org. You can also go to Overture, and that'll sort of link you through. You can stop by our studios right over here.
right across the street from our studio.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Oh my gosh.
Appreciate you. Good luck with the production. And once again, if you wanted to get tickets for Polaris, it's at the Madison Overture Center. Just go to the box office and get your tickets right now. Thanks again, Lisa. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Rocker had a story about this, but we'll just play it and maybe get the story on the back end. It's the last crack. Beat of My Blood. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Work and Ignition. Work is going to be at the Oak Brewing Company in West Allis on Friday, October 18th. And again in Appleton at the Beer Factory, the Appleton Beer Factory on the 19th. And then they're coming to Madison to play the Majestic Theater on October 25th. Love Work. And love their little mini tour there. This is pretty cool. Play some Last Crack before that rocker. And that's, we played Last Crack on purpose because it has a tie-in to Lisa and Canopy Dance.
It's going to be strange, but you know, that was about a wolf, right? Mm-hmm. That we were talking about. Our Canopy Dance was a wolf dance. And I thought, do we have a song about a wolf? We do. We have Beat of My Blood by Last Crack. And of course, that's an interesting song that Sean Anthony Brown wrote the lyrics for. It's about a wolf who's running through a forest from a forest fire. When the wolf gets to an edge of a cliff with a waterfall, and the wolf has to say, is it the fire or is it jumping into the waterfall? And so the whole thing is about this decision that the wolf has to make.
Did it resolve? Like, I
beat of my blood beats no more.
Great story.
Whoa.
Leave it to Last Crack
to bring it all together. I got to listen to it again. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, we're going to do a double dip of the Jimmys here in just a couple of minutes. And live in the lair is just an hour away, folks. Right now, let's do some Kyle Magna and the Monsoons. Lost in My Head. They're going to be playing at the Red Rooster on October 18th. Go see Kyle Magna. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Verity is not far from me. I get lost in my head. I get lost in my head. Evening comes, every night moves on. I get lost in my head. Tell you about the race.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Kyle Magna and the Monsoons there playing the Red Rooster October 18th. I wanted to do a throwback song, and I picked this one right here. It's Color Phase. It's December. Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.